Hello?
Hello, is this Miss Kirill?
It's Miss Kiro.
Kirill, sorry, Miss Kirill. This is Aaron calling you from MMA Legal. How are you?
I'm fine.
That's good. Is now a good time to talk?
Aye, sure.
Perfect. Yeah, my name's Aaron. I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal. And the point of my phone call today is I just need to gather some knowledge and information about yourself in order to progress your case. So what I'd like to know is obviously mainly the effects of how your time in care may have affected you then, and if it does still play effect on you now. And then I'll also give you a bit of a summary on how the case is gonna evolve, gather some well, request for some records on yourself, and that'll be from your GP and your care settings as well. And then I'll also just go over the legal fees with yourself, and then I'll be able to let you be for the Tuesday afternoon. Does that sound good?
Oh, that's brilliant. That's great. Thank you.
Perfect. That's not a problem. Okay, so just so I can start off and get the best understanding I can to represent yourself the best way that I can. Can you clarify if you are currently suffering from any mental health issues at the minute?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and what is it that may be?
To be quite honest, I had problems when I went into the home with my family.
Yeah.
But when I went into the home, I came out worse with more
Yeah.
problems. And when I came out the home, I got put into supported accommodation before the three guys, and I was given no help. I was
Okay.
self-harming. I was drinking. I had no support whatsoever. And my
Yeah.
mental health, I've never talked about this. I talked to my doctor about a fortnight ago about this, and I suffer from anxiety and that, and I couldn't really speak to the doctor. I took a bad anxiety attack and all that before I went there, and I was in some state with the doctor.
Yeah.
And I spoke to the doctor about it and all that, and I tell her that I was abused for over a year.
Yeah.
The member of the staff, I was locked in a bedroom with no food some days, and I was fed bread and water. Sometimes I wasn't given food. And when I was in the home as well, the Mrs. Walker, that owned the home, with her husband, Christopher Walker, I was picked on all the time with her. If we
Yeah.
ever had an argument, we couldn't send her on to our social workers when they came up to see us. When the social workers came out to see us, they had to be with us. Or if they
Yeah.
said anything to social workers, what had happened, we would get for them when they went away.
Yeah, of course.
I couldn't. I've never spoke about this. It's just up 3 2 weeks ago when I went to see my doctor, and the doctor seen the state I was in, and I says I've got someone to let you know. And I just broke down, my anxiety going along the road to see my doctor. And I said that to the doctor. I says, I think this is the reason why my mental health got worse. It's when I came at the home, because I had no support, and after what had happened to me in the home, I had no help, I had no support when I came out.
Yeah.
I did complain about two of the staff when I left. Podge was one of them. I can't remember the other name, but I did report, and I don't know what had happened to them, but I did mention about the abuse that I went through and what was going on with the other kids in the home as well. But I don't know what had happened to the staff, but it was horrible. I'm still affected today with it, because since I spoke to my doctor, I've not been quite right at all.
Yeah. No,
Because I'm getting flashbacks and everything about it as well.
Yeah. Okay.
It was horrible, to be honest. I kind of had no support, no family behind me. I was put into care and I had nothing. I was young, stupid. I didn't care how I felt, but it's all telling on me today. And I talked to the doctor about this, and the doctor says to me, if they do need help, she's willing to give information forward about my
Yeah.
mental health and all that as well.
Of course. And you know what? You should be proud of yourself for telling your doctor, because as you said there, like, you know, there wasn't that support back then and around the care system. And obviously, the more you've bottled it up, and it's had that effect on you, which, you know,
it's so affecting me today, to be quite honest, because my mental health is just, I've stopped drinking that, like, but my mental health myself, it's just went downhill.
Yeah.
I can't trust anybody. I don't know, I feel strange, weird. I can't explain how I feel, I'm just numb.
Yeah, you're numb from everything that's happened to you. It's okay to feel like that. It's completely okay. That's how you feel. And you know, there is support and help out there to make you feel like you're not alone. That, you know, people will listen to you. People will help you. People will, you know, want to get you on the track that you desire to be on. You know, it's you've took the first and biggest step by going to speak to your doctor and asking.
Well, that's been over 40 years I've kept it, and I just came out of it because I couldn't even remember contacting you, but I must have done it, I don't know. It's hard to say how I feel right now, to be quite honest. I'm just numb.
Yeah, no, I understand.
And it's hard to explain to anybody that can't understand. Like, my doctor's gave me 3 numbers if I feel suicidal or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm on different medication for my mental health. I see things, hear things. I just feel numb.
Okay, so is it antidepressants that you take?
I'm taking antidepressants. I've got my box here. I've got antidepressants. I'm on the psychotic tablets and all that as well, and anti-abuse for my drink.
Yeah.
I'm on a lot of pain. I suffer from chronic migraines. I've got a lump on my spine, osteoarthritis arthritis in my ear, and I've got a lot of mental health. I went to see a pain clinic to try and get pain relief, and they can't even help me because I'm on too much mental health tablets.
Yeah.
My doctor, Patrick, I suffer from chronic migraines. The tablets he was going to give me, he can't give me any help with my chronic migraines because my mental health is so low down. And he's scared in case he gets a phone call to say I've done something.
Yeah, okay. And, okay, so how long did you say you've been... You haven't drank for?
I've not drank for about 8 years, but it's hard, difficult, but it's no easy.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm speaking to you, but once I come off the phone, it's just going to hit me again because I've never spoken about this for 8 years. I've kept it unwrapped until I went home and seen the doctor. And I couldn't even walk to the doctor's. I just pulled in.
Yeah. As I said, though, you know, you've done the hardest thing, and that is opening up, especially after this, you know, long period of time.
It's been a long period for me, and I'm suffering today because I've never talked about it. I don't talk to people, I don't trust people. And my doctor would tell you all that about my mental health. It's been really bad.
Yeah. that's why we're here, to help you and, you know, fight for... you know, everything that we possibly can to give you what you deserve out of the abuse and trauma that you faced. You know, it's not nice at all. You know, reading over your brief statements, what you've gone through, it's not nice.
It's not nice, but thanks very much for being concerned.
No, it's hard to explain. Yeah, it is. It's hard to put into it, and as I said. Excuse me. It's been a very long period of time for you. So I really do understand. It's all new to you. It's new emotions with how you're feeling, you know, and expressing it, getting it out. But as I said, the biggest and best thing that you can do is talk to somebody. That's the best thing that you can do, and you've done that. You've gone and spoke to your doctor. You've let it all out. You've told them. You know, so hats off to you for doing that.
Thanks
you know,
so much, thank you.
Nah, that's okay. There's people that I'm dealing with still to this day who haven't told anybody, they haven't gone to the doctors. You know, we're the first people that they're opening up to. You know, you're already one step ahead of, you know, a handful of people who don't have the courage to go and speak to the doctor. So again, you know, you should be proud of yourself. It does take a lot of courage to do that. Well done.
Well, it took me 40 years, and I kept on wondering. I kept on wondering why I must be bad today. And I said to the doctor when I broke dinner with her, and she thanked me for coming out with her and that. And it's just, I don't know. Then I says, maybe this is my problem because of what happened to me.
Yeah.
Like, I've got mental health today, and I've been cutting, no caring. My arms all cut to bits, my two arms, OD'ing.
Okay,
lost.
I was a lost
soul.
Yeah, I can imagine that. And as you said, you know, the care setting is meant to give you some sort of security and safe space. And when it doesn't do that to you, and makes you even more vulnerable, you know, you've come out worse off. And that does play it does play an effect, and it affects many people in many different ways. It must be so hard for you, and I'm sorry that it is. I know it's not my place to say sorry, but it's not nice to hear what, you know, a lovely
it's
person
makes
nice
to go back to on your, again, you're trying to put the pieces together, and you were only a young lass, and you didn't understand what was going on. You're lost. I'm still lost today.
Yeah, no, I
it's affected me bad, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
I just keep away from people and get angry with people. I say to my doctor, and all my business, why I get angry with people. I can't bother, because I've trusted so much people in my life, and I've always been let down.
That's another factor from, obviously, the excuse me, from the care system is, you know, it's the trust issues. You as a vulnerable young person, you've gone to put your vulnerability into somebody else's hands, and you know you've wanted that guidance. And when that's been broken, I have just said to a previous client, you know, it has a ripple effect. Mm-hmm. You know, and that ripple can just go on for years and years on end. And
that's what's happened to me, and I'm suffering a day because of it.
Yeah, I know. But as I said, you've took your first step. You're not suffering in silence no more. You're letting it out. You're letting it be known and heard. And the more that you do that, the more that you'll feel lighter in yourself by doing that. So just keep doing what you're doing. That's all you can do. Take one day at a time. That's okay. So you think one day at a time. You talk to people who you know deep down you can trust. And then, you know, if your doctor hasn't already, make another doctor's appointment in 2 weeks and go and
see them
again.
See me again in about 2 weeks' time anyway to keep them
on. Yeah, that's good. That's it. Go and let your doctor know in 2 weeks' time if, you know, how you're feeling, if you want to let more steam off. And the more that you do that and the more that you speak about what hurts you most, the lighter that you'll feel, because you're not bottling it up inside. So yeah, no.
It really is hard.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I think it's much harder when you've held it in so long and you've gone about and you're like a lost soul. You can't trust anybody. I was constantly cutting myself when I came out of the home, drinking, no care, and a young lassie.
Yeah.
Then I was lost. I was lost, and I still am the day.
Yeah. But at least you're still here. That's the main thing. You're still here. Mm. You're a strong enough woman to be facing your battles. And it is hard, but you know it will get easier. Trust me, it will get easier. The more that you speak about it, it will get easier. I promise. I've personally gone through mental health myself, not as deep as you. I 100% put my hands up and say that. But I've gone through mental health as well. I've suffered with my own, you know, type of PTSD. I've had things, you know, that I've experienced that I shouldn't have at a young age as well. And the worst thing I'd done was hold it in. And throughout my teenage years as well, I was having counselling. I was, you know, having to get notes to leave school, to go to my counselling sessions and be on medication. And you know, the more I was telling my counsellors, the more I was telling, you know, my mum, my brothers, how I was feeling, it became a bit lighter. People in my close-knit community understood why I was the way I was, why I was feeling how I was feeling. And that's all you can do is talk. The more that you keep it in, the harder it gets.
Well, because I've kept it in for 40 years, and look at the state of mind I did, because it, I just keep myself, I can't handle people, I just didn't like people.
Yeah.
And when I did come at home, all my life was drink and cutting myself and all doing it out in a nose for constantly.
Yeah. Well, now, as I said, now, you know, you've, instead of keeping it in, you're not keeping it in no more. You're letting it out piece by piece.
Mm.
And as I said, you will feel lighter. You'll start to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, it's never too late to turn your life around. It's never too late. You know,
it's nice to speak to somebody that's been through what you've been through. And you know you're only on your own.
Of course. You know, anyone that you meet, we're all on different paths in life. Some have been through mental health, some haven't. You know, you get your small minority that don't believe in it. People, you know, you've got your old schoolers that, you know, they were just told, you know, crack on with life, this, you know, this and that. But you've got the likes of, like, you know, yourself and I, who have actually experienced not feeling yourself, not being able to control or understand why you're in an emotion. So, you know, we're not alone, and we're certainly in this together, and I'm here for any support that you do need throughout this whole journey.
Thank you.
That's not a problem. I do just want to touch base on, obviously, you know, you have said that you were cutting yourself and stuff, especially after coming out of the care system. Have you ever tried to physically take your own life as well? What is it that you've maybe attempted?
Cutting myself and ODing.
Okay. And from the overdosing, was you hospitalised?
Aye. Cutting myself as well. I was in and out of hospital all the time. My arms are all marked to bits.
Okay, and can you remember what hospital that might have been at all?
It was the old floor in Thumbry, and I was going down to the Westland General as well. Like, my doctor's got all my notes read again.
Okay.
It's like a book. It's hard to do with my mental health, and it is stemming for what happened.
Yeah. And you said it was the Royal Infirmary. Was that in, is it Aberdeen, is it?
Oh, in Edinburgh.
Edinburgh, sorry, yeah, my bad.
Right. And that was old Royal Infirmary. Like, I tried to kill myself once, and how bad it was, the police charged me for committing breach of the peace.
Oh, really?
Aye, I was put in a cell and everything, cut and coat and all. I've had bad tip run-ins. I remember the old Royal, this male doctor, turning to me and says, this is a place for sick people.
Yeah. Wow.
I've been through it all.
Yeah. How long was you admitted in the old Royal for?
I always managed, when you, in these days, if you spoke to a psychiatrist and all that, and if you said you were okay, you'd have rolled back out.
Yeah.
And I always managed to get out or run out of the hospital. I was a lost soul. I still am today. I'm just existing every day, that's what I'm doing. I've got a wee dog, lady, and I just look after her.
Yeah, no, you are. You're very strong and you're doing well. You really
Thank
are.
You.
No, that's okay.
I'm trying to keep going for my wee dog.
Yeah, but don't just do it for your dog as well. Do it for yourself. Do it for yourself.
I never think about myself, honestly.
But do it for yourself. Obviously, your dog needs you for you to feed.
And that's what makes me keep going.
Yeah, but you need yourself to keep going as well. That's what you need.
There's no life for me. And Lady goes, I'm going, I've shouted up to that.
What was that, sorry?
When my wee dog goes, I'm intention to go myself.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
How old is your dog?
She'll be 12 this month.
Oh, very well.
I take care of her more than what I do myself, to be quite honest.
Yeah. No, it's, what type of dog is it?
She's a wee red collie, and then she's a rescue. She was kept in a cage for over a year.
Oh, wow. Now, the rescue dogs are sometimes the best dogs, aren't they?
Oh, the best dogs, better than people.
Yeah. Yeah. All they want to do is just be loved, don't they? That's all they ask for. Because they can't talk to us, the little eyes.
I know, they've got quite a lot to give you, and you can trust them.
Yeah, exactly. They always want to be by your side. It's really nice. It's a boss. Okay. And could I potentially grab the name of your GP, please?
I emailed you, sir. Remember I got an email saying about my documents and that?
Yeah.
I emailed you my name with my doctor and my address, the doctor.
Right.
I don't know if he's received it.
Did you send that to Ben, did you?
I can't remember, it was when I got an email saying that, you just needed my documents, ID and all that.
Yeah, okay. Okay, bear with me. Okay, I can't exactly see where potentially you might have sent it to Ben's individual email itself. Ben's out of the office today, so I can't exactly get onto it.
I'll give you my doctor's name. It's Dr. Kerry Stevens.
Okay, and where's Dr. Kerry Stevens based?
I'm just trying to find her address here. It's Ormiston Medical Practice.
Ormiston?
Medical Practice.
Okay, where's that? Is that in Edinburgh?
Well, to be quite honest, I've not got the address here, but I've got the phone number.
That's okay, I'll be able to gather that information now.
Right, it's 01875.
Yep, 610248.
That's correct.
Yep, perfect. Yeah, so for 21 Meadowbank. Okay, and how long have you been registered here for?
9 years.
9 years, okay. 5 years. Excuse me. Okay. And then your care settings, was you at Newton Stewart, is that correct?
Aye, Abercrombie Newton Stewart.
Okay. Where was that care setting based, sorry?
It was New Galloway area.
New Galloway. have a look. Okay, so was that under the local authority of Dumfries and Galloway?
Aye. Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
I think if you Google it, yeah, it'll come up Abercrombie and Stewart or something like that.
Let's have a look at News Galloway. It's not Abercorn House, is it? No, no.
No, no, it's Abercree.
Abercree.
Abercree Stewart. Was it Abercree? It was a school. It was meant to have been a school.
Okay, just have a look now. Okay. Excuse me. Here's Evans. Abercrombie. Okay, and how long was you at Abercrombie for? Was it 4 years, was it?
I think it was about 4 or 5 years, I can't remember. 4 or 5 years.
Okay. And was that the only care set you was in?
Aye.
Okay, that's not a problem. And just to confirm, that is Dumfries and Galloway Council.
It was a, I think it was a school, Abercrombie was a school. About Kenway, you went to the Sheriff Court and you got sent there with the Sheriff Court.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Mm. Right, but it was it Dumfries and Galloway City Council, is that correct?
I don't know if it was the City Council or no, I just kind of was Abercrombie and out his shirt.
Okay,
no worries. And Galloway.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay. I'll find the local authority who ran that school. Okay, so once we request for them records from your care settings and your GP, once we receive them, would you like us to share that information with yourself?
Yes, please.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. Okay, so just to give you a little bit of a rundown on how this is all going to work moving forward, this is going to be roughly around about a 6 to 12 month process. So what we're going to do is obviously request for your records. We will sit down with you and go through the records with yourself, making sure that it's all correct, anything that we can do to strengthen your case. And then what we'll do is we'll present your case to the Scottish Government. What's going to happen there is that goes to an independent panel, and the panel then decides the conclusion of your case. Now, this is done behind closed doors, so you or I don't have to attend anywhere. But what I will do is I will inform you of when that date will be, and also the conclusion or results of the case as well.
Right.
You have been recognised by the Scottish Government as a vulnerable citizen, and what I mean by that is they've given us a case number, so they're looking forward to hearing about your case. So we are going to build the biggest and best case that we can to present on your behalf. What we do like to fight for is first and foremost an official apology from the Scottish Government, with recognition in regards to how you've been treated in your care settings, but also financial compensation for yourself as well. Okay. So before I do conclude this phone call, I do just need to take one step back and just go through the funding options with yourself. Now, I know my colleague Ben might have done this around about 2 to 3 weeks ago. I just need to do this for my compliance team, and then once this is done, I will then ask you formally whether you want to use MMA Legal as your representatives moving forward, and then we shall, I shall leave you to then enjoy a nice Tuesday afternoon. Does that sound good?
That sounds good. Thank you very much.
Not a problem. Okay, so when it comes to your case, you do have 3 options of funding when doing your application. Option 1 is that you can apply to do this application yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you, and that's just you gathering your own evidence and present your own case to the Scottish Government. Option 2 is that you can instruct a solicitor in England or Scotland who participates in the Scottish Government legal fee scheme, where they're paid up to £2,000 per case. So whether you win or lose, they don't charge any fees, but that is the total of what they're paid out to handle your case. Option 3 is that we are a private and independent law firm, so we work on a no-win, no-fee base. So if for whatever reason the case doesn't work in our favour, or doesn't go in our favour, we won't come and chase you for any legal fees. We are covered at our end. But when the case, or if the case does go in our favour, we take 16% plus VAT, which is a capped percentage at 19.5%, or 19.6%, that is taken at the final amount of compensation. So whether you receive more than expected or more than our expectations, we'll never come chasing for more. Our percentage is capped. The summary of it is we just want to be settled for what we've rightly done for your case and how we've presented your case as well. So with them 3 options being read out to yourself, are you happy to use MMA Legal as your representatives moving forward?
The option 3 use.
Perfect. Thank you very much. So what that means is obviously we can get started on your case straight away, and as I said, I'll be in contact every 4 to 5 weeks with an update for yourself. Before I let you go, is there any questions that you'd like to ask me at all?
No, thank you. I think I've said enough. I'm getting tired. I just came with thinking about it all again.
I understand that. But as I said, you've done the right thing. You're speaking to the right people. That's the best thing that you can do. And obviously going from, my personal experience, talking is the most powerful thing. It overrides medicine in my eyes. It really does. So medicine is a long-term fix. They say it's short-term, but I honestly think it's a long-term fix. But having a conversation in 15, 20 minutes, you can feel much better. That does not happen with medication. That's why I say talking is the best medicine. So go back to your doctor. Be truthful. Ask your doctor anything that you need support-wise, guidance-wise, and they cannot refuse you. As I said, I'll be in contact in 4 to 5 weeks, and I look forward to seeing how you're doing, okay?
That's brilliant. Thank you so much for all your help.
Not a problem. As I said, my name's Adam. Save my number and give me a call anytime you need me, okay?
That's great, Adam. Thanks very much.
Not a problem. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Right, same to you. Thanks for phoning, Adam.
Not a problem.
Right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
All right, bye.